Hey, Profiteers, Kara Brothers here. So good to be back after my week off. You guys, I got some big projects done, and one of the best things I did was create this content calendar that is specifically for you. I had such a great time doing it. I can't wait to share it with you, to download all this information to you. So when I was actually putting together my content calendar for April, because I use socials too, right? I gotta do my content calendar. I was looking at one of those calendars where you get like all these crazy fun holidays no one ever knows about, right? And I realized, wow, in the month of April, there's a lot of dog ones. And so I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I put together this calendar for you? And I'll tell you what I mean. For example, I found out that April is Dog Appreciation Month. What a great month to start! It's not a widely recognized or official observance. However, April is often associated with celebrating dogs and promoting dog awareness about their welfare. As dog treat business owners, this is our month. Various organizations and individuals use this month to highlight the importance of dogs in our lives, promote adoption from shelters, and raise awareness about responsible pet ownership. Now, the exact origins of Dog Appreciation Month in April are unclear. Who cares? We just love dogs, right? But it serves as a reminder to cherish our canine companions and advocate for their well-being. I took that into consideration. I saw all the holidays that there were in April that we can use as dog treat bakers, and holiday help is here, you guys. I will be posting major holiday and seasonal changes, like heads up notices, about a month in advance to help you get prepared and to help you get ready. Sometimes you're barely over the prep and the execution and the chaos of one holiday before another one is right on your heels. The struggle to keep up is real. With all the possible prep work involved in gearing up to celebrate holidays and seasonal changes by buying new cookie cutters, testing out new designs, ordering packaging supplies, promotions, and sales on top of your social media, it gets to be a lot. So I thought if I could give you a heads up on holidays that are approaching and then what to do with the holiday once it gets here, I thought that would be helpful to you. So also please let me know if I'm giving you enough heads up and time in advance, or if you'd like more. I no sooner put together the April calendar and realized, oh wow, there's things I need to let you guys know of for May that are coming up. So I've got to do my May calendar. So I'm a bit late in starting this, but better late than never. And I'll get caught up and everything will be on time. But right now, please bear with me as I try to navigate this whole thing. You'll also see some of those fun and sometimes silly holidays pop up, and you can use those to create engaging content and sales for something that you might already be doing or new things you want to try. Let's just take Banana Day on April 17th. Now, chances are that you might already be serving up a treat with bananas in it. It's a really popular, dog-safe, delicious ingredient. And now you can use Banana Day to really just have fun with it. I'll have social media post ideas for every one of these holidays to help you along. So heads up on these lighthearted holidays will be about 2 weeks out. And again, let me know if you need more lead time, okay? Please feel free to give me feedback along the way of this new journey for me so I can adjust my approach to suit your needs. One of the cool things that I'm adding, and by the way, you can see all of this information on Instagram at Positive Profit, and that's positive with a P-A-W. Or you can join my free Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/startadogtreatbiz. And I have posts for each one of these. Now, in these posts for each holiday, I'm posting your social media content in case you need the content to fill up your calendar. Maybe you want to craft some special themed treats for the occasion or even run a sale. And this is helpful because sometimes you know what you want to do, but you might just need a boost in thinking about how to say it. So please feel free to alter the verbiage for these posts in whichever aspect of the month that your business wants to highlight, whatever holidays that you want to promote. And keep in mind, promoting adoption from shelters and really raising the awareness about responsible dog ownership in the month of April too, because that's what this month is all about. So again, check out my Instagram content to help get your dog treat business running with all these different things that you can do. You can celebrate and promote and highlight the holidays you want to celebrate and then just dial back on the ones that you don't want to. But I'm throwing them all out there for you to pick and choose which one you'd like to go with. When I post an upcoming holiday in that free Facebook group that I was telling you about, there's also a prompt on some of them where I'm asking bakers who have been through this holiday before to share pictures of their past holiday treats to inspire other members. This is a fantastic resource to help give your dog treat business a boost. Run over there and join the group. It's free. facebook.com/groups/startadogtreatbiz. Now let's get into some of the readiness tips for all the ways to celebrate Dog Appreciation Month in April, and also some of the fun and weird and goofy holidays that are thrown in there, but there's a reason for all of them, okay? And disclaimer, I am an Amazon affiliate, and the links that you'll find to everything I'm going to talk about will be in the description. They're affiliate links, and I do earn a small percentage of every sale made to help support this channel. If you're watching the show, this is a great time to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Click the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and I'll bring you dog treat information twice a week. I'm going to break it down for you this episode with all kinds of holidays, links to all the cookie cutters and specific packaging. They're going to throw your treats right over the top and get you some sales. We're going to kick it off with National Hug Your Dog Day on April 10th. It's a fun one. I'd never heard of it before. This is the easiest assignment ever to hug your dog, right? Take a moment today to give your furry friend an extra tight squeeze. Dogs fill our lives so much with joy and love, and today is about celebrating that special bond. So in your socials, and you're going to find all the copy for it over in the Facebook or Instagram, what you would do is you would share a picture of you hugging your dog, let people know it's National Hug Your Dog Day, and for them to tag you and spread the love. I think this is a perfect cookie cutter for National Hug Your Dog Day. As you can see in the search bar, I actually looked for a dog hug cookie cutter. I knew I wouldn't find anything, but it's funny. I think this cookie cutter actually gets really close. You can see the cute heart shape with the dog paws. Obviously, you know what this means. I think this is as close to a dog hug as you could probably get. And this is the Heart Paw Prints cookie cutter from Bakerology. If I haven't said it before, Bakerology is one of my all-time favorite cookie cutter brands. They do theirs in 3D printing, and they have some of the most unique, wacky, wild, and weird, one-of-a-kind cookie cutters you will find out there. So this is a really cute one, and it's really cute for a lot of different occasions, but I think it goes perfectly well with National Hug Your Dog Day. You can see what it looks like with just the cookie cutter printing on the dough. It leaves really crisp marks, even with those tiny little paw prints. And you can see that you can fill those tiny four paw prints really quickly and easily with the icing color of your choice. And they even look adorable undecorated too. And here's someone giving their dog the perfect dog treat, just like yours would look. And you can see some different colors on the paws there. And one of the things I really love about Bakerology is they always show their cookie cutter dimensions with this inches grid that the cookie cutter is sitting on, so you know exactly how big it is. It's pretty good size, and you can see it's in that person's hand. It's pretty good size, and I think this is a perfect cookie cutter that you're going to get a lot of uses out of. Now, my Amazon may look different than your Amazon. This one says it's in stock, and there's the price. Unsure what it's going to be for you, but probably the same. This is Prime. I always go with Prime shipping. Etsy has a lot of cute cookie cutters too. Oftentimes they take a long time to get here. We know with Prime, we're gonna get really quick shipping, and this does not disappoint at 2-day shipping. Next up, we have Banana Day. Now, this is important as dog treat bakers, as bananas are a dog-safe, delicious ingredient that is added to many dog treats, whether it's cookies or cakes or cupcakes. It's a really popular ingredient. Now, do you make dog treats with bananas in them? They're really fantastic. A lot of people do. This is your holiday. Totally cool. Y'all, I would suggest doing something rad. If you make a cake recipe and it has bananas in it, just turn it into a mold and make dog banana bread. Whether you have those little Twinkie molds, I think I showed you already in a previous video, I'll link it below. But whether you have the Twinkie molds I use to make my bacon maple bars, would you make banana bread in those things and make mini loaves? Or you make use a standard loaf pan to pour your batter in and then just make iced slices. You can sell iced slices. How fun is that? Or just whatever banana treats that you're making. Bake up a storm of banana dog treats, however you want to, and get these promoted on your socials ASAP. You can even make a special label for something you're already doing that says limited edition. Maybe use a new cookie cutter, a banana cookie cutter, and say limited edition. It lets customers know that they're only gonna get it on Banana Day, and it's a way to really pump up this holiday. So banana treats are not only delicious for your pups, but they're also healthy and full of potassium. So they're good for them as well. Something to add to your post is place your order now to treat your pups to something extra special this National Banana Day. And don't forget to share photos of your pups enjoying our banana treats and tag us. So this is some of the sample verbiage that you're going to find in the posts over on Instagram or Facebook. It is so much fun to be able to put all of this together for you, to show you the cookie cutters and the different things that are going to go along with these holidays, so you can pick and choose the ones that you want to celebrate with. And I love putting this information together because it saves you the trouble of having to find all this on your own and do the research and the reviews and all this. And it's been curated, and I just have a lot of fun with it. So for Banana Day, the first cookie cutter I'm going to show you is one that is 3D printed. A lot of people like the plastic 3D printed. Some prefer metal. I have a metal one for you coming up. This one is 3D printed and easy to push design. That's funny. It only has one review. They gave it 5 stars. It's $8.95, so it won't break the bank. We can see that there's only 18 left in stock. Maybe they know Banana Day is coming up. But we can also see the dimensions. Look at this. The dimensions are 2x4. That's not a small cookie cutter. That is a pretty good sized cookie that you're going to get from this. And it's a perfect way to celebrate Banana Day. Let's see what else they have to say about it. Made in the USA, plant-based plastic, safe, comfortable, easy push design. Oh my gosh, they're going crazy with these buzzwords. Reusable. Oh, this cookie cutter is reusable, you guys. Just want to let you know. Anyway, 3D printed, $8.95. Great for Banana Day. I wanted to show you the other option for banana cookie cutters if you want to celebrate Banana Day and do it in a dog treat form with a cookie cutter. The other option for Banana Day is a metal cookie cutter. I know there are some people who like to use the plastic 3D versions and some people who prefer metal. So for those who like metal, here you go. They're priced about the same, you can see on the right. I don't know if this will be the price when you're looking at this video. They say they only have 9 left in stock, so order soon. Maybe they're just getting cleaned out because of Banana Day. This is a 1/4 inch maybe for that very small top piece, and then 2.7 inches in length. Now, I thought might be a little small, so I went ahead and looked at the reviews to say, is there anyone who's giving this bad stars, negative stars? Are they saying anything about it? Do they have a picture? A picture tells 1,000 words. And out of 9 ratings, it got 4.5 out of 5 stars. So not too bad, really, rating-wise. And there is nobody at all who said anything negative about this. So I was expecting if it would have been too small that they would have said something, but no. Anyway, this is made out of stainless steel and it's about, as I said, the same price as the other one if you like metal. The links to the descriptions for all of this you'll find down below. The next holiday we have is International Animal Cracker Day. This is a really fun one. We all know animal crackers from our childhood, especially the iced ones. Those are actually my favorite. But the animal crackers, because they're iced or even uniced, they're a great thing that we can make as dog treat makers, because any regular cookie you see out there, pretty much we can make into dog treats. Do you already make animal cracker treats? Some of the dog treat business owners in that free Facebook group, they do, and they're dropping their animal cracker pictures in the comments of the posts over there to inspire others. One of the dog treat bakers you've got to check out, their pictures of animal crackers are amazing. They look legit delicious. It's by Veronica Crespo. And I don't know if she left that picture in the post in the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group or if she left it on the Positive Profit Facebook page. Check them both out and look for her post. Hers are outstanding. If you want to try your hand at making animal crackers for April 19th, I suggest you get these cookie cutters. Okay, these are completely adorable. You get four, a set of four. The price is on the right. They are very affordable. There are 9 in stock. Maybe they are already being purchased by people who will be celebrating this day in either human cookie form or dog treat baker dog treat form too. So you get a giraffe, an elephant, a lion, and a zebra. You can see the shapes there. And here shows the picture of the plunger on top. This is a plunger kind. You can see them right on the dough, the shapes that they cut out. But what I really love is you can see all the detail. They have 4 adorable shapes with a set of 4. So I think this is a really good, affordable set if you want to try out making animal crackers yourself. You could choose to ice them or not ice them. Let's look at the reviews and what they say. 4.8 out of 5 is actually excellent. Let's click on it and see if anyone has any pictures. No, but I wish they did. Oh, okay. Right on. They got great reviews and they're completely adorable and they're a great price too. The next holiday is International Pizza Cake Day. This is an outlier for sure. I had to mention it. International Pizza Cake Day is celebrated annually on the third Thursday in April and it falls on April 18th this year. Some people probably wonder, is a pizza cake a cake that looks like pizza, or is it a pizza in the shape of a cake? It could be either, doesn't matter. To celebrate, will you make a pizza cake? You could. Another choice is to make pizza flavored dog treats in the shape of a pizza slice. Those are super fun. Throw in some dog safe spices and Parmesan cheese, and this will be a pizza flavored dog treat. If you are interested in celebrating Pizza Cake Day on April 18th, this is my favorite way to do it. This is what I purchased last year. You can see right there. This is a multi-cutter and it's 2.5 inches wide. 2.5 inches wide, I think, is the actual slice. Altogether, I think it's 5 inches across because it makes 6 of them, right? And you can choose to display your pizza slices one at a time and sell them that way. You can put them all in a ring and do it like an entire pizza with the pieces cut. They are really cute. I did some last year and they came out really adorable. So you can use this for a lot of different ways. This is probably one of the most versatile cookie cutters and I'm gonna show you why. You might be thinking that's a lot for a cookie cutter. Okay. So it is 3D printed. I love that it holds its shape. We're not looking at that one. Let's go back here. I love that it holds its shape, but the fact that it is so versatile, it really makes this cookie cutter a good value. So let's see why. What? You can dress it up for Christmas. Ever think about having a Christmas pizza? I haven't, but when you start making dog treats, you find ways to reuse all kinds of things. So a Christmas pizza, absolutely, completely adorable. But you know what? What pumpkin pie, y'all. Thanksgiving is going to come around. It feels like we just had it, but we're going to have it again. Isn't this a really cute way to decorate these slices as pumpkin pie? And you get 6 of them. This is completely adorable. Also, just like they're decorating this for Christmas, you could do this in a St. Patrick's Day theme, or you could do this, each little slice could be a jack-o'-lantern head. You could let your imagination go crazy. They have Santa faces. Okay, that's so cute. And Christmas trees. The things that you can do this with this are endless. Not only that, but you can also do pizza with it too. So there's the cookie cutter with all the icing laid out and the pizza. Again, this is what it looks like when it's cut the dough out already. And you can see here, this is a wide cookie cutter. Yep, 5 inches by 5 inches. So this is a pretty sizable one. You guys, I'm going to tell you a story of a negative interaction I had with another dog treat baker. I will not name any names, but this is a popular dog treat business owner, and they have a large Instagram following, and they do amazing work. Really, I came across her work and I was just in admiration of her skill level. And I looked through all her pictures and it's so fun. I really, guys, y'all, I'm stalky on Instagram. But what I did was I looked at all her pictures and I saw like where she had come from to where she's now, really popular. So I reached out to her and I asked her a question about something. I can't remember what it was. It's one of the questions we ask in the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group all the time. And I was just wanting some more information on something, but it wasn't anything like, give me your recipe. I wasn't getting crazy. But anyway, she responded, and I was happy she responded to my post, because sometimes with dog treat bakers, like if they're really popular, you don't know if they're going to reply. Oftentimes they don't, but she did. So I thought it was cool that she took the time to do that. And then down the road, she had seen my post. I used this cookie cutter, and this isn't my picture, but I used the cookie cutter to make my pizza. And she inquired, where did you get that from? Easy question. But at that time, I had COVID. And so was I looking at my posts? Nope. Was I doing anything but just trying to live and recover through COVID? That's all I was doing. Right? I had that for 2 weeks. Anyway, she sent me a nasty gram like 5 days later, and it said something like, only 5 days too. And she said something like, I took time out of my day to answer your question, and I can't believe you won't tell me your secret of where you got your pizza cutter. And I thought it was rude because sure, it took 5 days for me to respond. I thought it was a weird response. I just want to encourage you as dog treat bakers, number one, share your information. I'm not telling you to give away your trade secrets. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it really helps to build goodwill in the dog treat baker community if you are forthcoming and share some of the things you've learned, because we didn't just automatically know all these things just one day, unless you're an executive trained pastry chef. Yes, we have some in our group and they're amazing, but not all of us are, right? So we ask questions and maybe they're even still learning, I'm not sure, but you know, be free and generous with your information. Keep it, you know, keep it to something you can handle. I'm not saying quit your job to answer questions, but you know, be cool. Also ask questions. We have such a great resource over there, but I do want to also point out that a lot of us are super slammed. We're super busy. If we can't respond right away, that's how it goes. That's how it goes on social media all the time with anything. So just be understanding. If you want to send, hey, a friendly bump, okay, I asked you this question, didn't hear back, hoping everything's okay, just wondering if you might have an answer, that's okay, that's cool. But to come back with, I took time out of my busy day to answer your question and I can't believe you won't share with me, yo, it's been 5 days. Anyway, I believe I screenshotted her reply and then she deleted it. Maybe she knew she had crossed a boundary, but even when you make it and you're big and successful, please be kind and loving and generous with your fellow dog treat bakers. Anyway, this is a multi-purpose pizza cutter. I hope you get it. If not to make pizza to celebrate Pizza Day, just because this is going to serve you in so many ways and it's not very much to do it. Anyway, I hope you celebrate it. Let me know. If you guys make this, let me know. I would die to see your pictures. Please show me. Tag me at Positive Profit, okay? And what better way to package your pizza or your pies or whatever you make with this pizza cookie cutter? What better way to package them than miniature pizza boxes? I don't think the pictures are adorable, but it's a pizza box. What are you gonna do? It got super great stars, y'all. 62 ratings. It rated a 4.6 out of 5. I always look at the ratings. They also look at customer reviews. Do we have any pictures of this? Oh, yeah, we do. Y'all, there's all kinds of pictures. So cute. They put their own sticker right on the top. And you should put your own business sticker right on the top. How cute would that be? Anyway, as I said, the pictures aren't really fantastic, but you get the idea. It's a 5 by 5 inch pizza box and has 1.5 inches of depth. And this will fit your 5 inch pizza cookie cutter that I just showed you. You get a pack of 10. So right now it looks like it's on sale, but currently, right now as I'm making this video, it's $4 off. So 31% off. And Prime delivery, it looks like for me, it'll get here in 2 days. Maybe for you, it will too. I didn't know these existed, honestly, until I was searching around and I made this video. I'm like, oh, I could have had these. I didn't know. Okay, this is one of my favorite holidays in the month of April, and it's all about celebrating dog parents. April 19th is National Dog Parent Day. This is basically the equivalent of Mother's Day and Father's Day if you are a dog owner. And there are some fun ways you can celebrate this. This is going to be a big holiday, and my suggestion is you go big on this one. For National Dog Parent Appreciation Day, I think that this is a really cute way to celebrate that. On Amazon, I found this paw. It's by Bakerology again. Y'all, they did it. They did it again. This is the small paw, and it's 3D printed, very sturdy. I have one at home, and it has a little indentation where I fill it with icing. If you look at the pictures here, you can see the paw print and that little cavity just for some, a little icing to go in there. And you can see that someone's done that. They did it with light pink and they did it with red. You could do blue. You could do whatever color you want. But aren't those so cute? You know what? Human cookies with a set of dog cookies. That would be the ultimate. Like cookies for mom and you, right? So make two different kinds. This is a great day too, because you can also celebrate pet parents, period. Paw parents, right? Dog moms, dog dads. And this is a great, awesome cookie cutter for both. And look at this cute little dog having one. This is the small size, as you can see. They also make a large size, you guys. So this is the difference here. The small is 5.1 centimeters by 5.3 centimeters. And then the large is 2.87 inches by 2.76 inches. I'll just show you. Boom, right there. So it is larger. For people who have large dogs, this is the one. I have both. And I use them both for those reasons too. So Bakerology, as I mentioned, they make a lot of unique cookie cutters and wacky ones, wild ones. And they're very strong. And I really love them a lot. Anyway, these two cookie cutters are a fantastic way to celebrate. Another cookie cutter that I thought would be perfect for this day is the Yin Yang dog paw in handprint that has a dog paw on the bottom and a handprint on the top. I think this is so adorable. It really shows the bond between a dog and their owner. So if you're like me, I look at that and went, oh, that's so unique, so different. They look adorable undecorated. I'm not sure that I would decorate these ones. I think I would leave them as is. Look at that. They got their leash ready to go. So cute. And again, they show you how big they are. I love when makers do that. It's about 3 by 3 inches. This is a good size cookie and a great way to celebrate. So I was looking all around on Amazon to see what's cute packaging for the small dog print, the small dog paw, or the big dog paw, or even that yin yang with the paw in the hand. What are some cute packaging options for this? And this is what I came up with. I think these are so, so cute. These are stand-up pouches. They are craft Ziploc bags, and they've got the window so you can see what's inside. And this is the heart version. And if this doesn't say Dog Parent Appreciation Day, I do not know what does. I think these are completely adorable. With Prime shipping, you'll have it in just a couple of days. And you want to get started on this holiday. This is one you don't want to miss. As I mentioned, this is the equivalent of Mother's Day and Father's Day rolled into one. This is perfect for us, you guys. Grab these containers while you can. You get 100 of them, and they're perfect for any of those cookie cutters I mentioned. Earth Day is the next holiday, and it's on April 22nd. And there are 5 special ways that you can get involved in Earth Day as a dog treat business owner. First of all, 1, you can highlight the use of eco-friendly packaging for your dog treats and emphasize how it helps reduce waste. I do have some eco-friendly packaging for this specific day in the description. So you can order this packaging and really help to reduce your footprint. It's all sustainable, it's compostable, and it's a great way to celebrate Earth Day and make a post and let your customers know. 2, you can talk about using locally sourced or sustainable ingredients in your treats to help reduce your carbon footprint. And 3, you can reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can encourage customers to bring back their packaging for refills or just offer a discount for customers who return their packaging for you to recycle, give them a little discount on treats. 4, Earth Day promotion. You can offer a special Earth Day promotion or a discount to customers who purchase eco-friendly treats. Speaking of eco-friendly treats, whether you have made them with locally sourced sustainable ingredients, which is great. If you don't have those contacts in your town, you might want to seek them out. Honey is a real popular, easy one to incorporate into your treats that you might have a local merchant who makes that. You can also make Earth Day treats. Literally, I have in the description down below, you're going to see an Earth cookie cutter. It's fantastic. And this would be the only cookie cutter I'd really use for this day. It's perfect. 5, educational posts. You can share tips and information about sustainability, recycling, or even eco-friendly practices with your customers. This is a great time to get on social media and let customers know you acknowledge Earth Day, you're aware of it, you celebrate it as a business owner, and you are taking steps as a business owner in some way to really highlight this holiday. And I have a lot of information in the description below. Go through the description. There's going to be a lot there. It's going to be categorized, so it's really easy for you to see, and it's going to help you out with each of these holidays right in the post in the YouTube episode and the podcast episode. I've got special cookie cutters and special packaging for all of this stuff. So take a look at the descriptions, okay? Okay, this next holiday, this is a fun one. This is Alien Day, and it's on April 26th. Now, I don't believe in aliens, but there are a lot of people out there who do, and aliens are just fun regardless. If you can get your hands on a cute alien or maybe like a spaceship cookie cutter, don't worry, I got you. Description, it's linked below. Your sales might be out of this world. Add in some planets or moons to make a fun decorated set too. So even aliens need treats, right? And you can celebrate aliens, or you can celebrate Alien Day with some out of this world treats for your pupstimers. When I heard that term, I died. I forgot who shared that with me. Was it, oh my gosh, was it Diana Hughes that said pupstimer? I don't remember. It could have been Felicia from Barkmore Bakery. I forgot. But when I heard pupstimers, I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. A cute one. So you can make some alien-themed treats for your pupstimers and make them feel that they're from another planet. Anyway, Alien Day is just a fun holiday to celebrate. And I got you covered with the links below for sure. I've done all the research. I have looked at all the reviews. And these are really special for these holidays. The next one we have coming up is like You could do so much with this holiday, for sure. National Pretzel Day is coming up on April 26th. So heads up, y'all, it's coming fast. I know a lot of you bakers already make pretzels, and this is the perfect time to celebrate with a twist, literally. Whether it's a classic twist or a unique shape, whether they're dehydrated or whether they're soft, I want to see your tasty treats. Tag Positive Profit on social media with what you're coming up with. Would love to see it. Also, there's an opportunity for you to get some business. I would make some pretzel treats, maybe even pair them with beer, right? And go hit up some dog-friendly breweries. So you got your beer mug that's decorated and you have your... So we talked about all the different ways that as a dog treat baker, you can celebrate Earth Day. Along with the five tips I gave you, tip number six is make some cookies. Here is an Earth cookie cutter, again by Bakerology, because I have all the cool stuff. And I think this is so, so cute. This is perfect. Obviously, it's the Earth. Let's go ahead and get some pictures here. You can see what it looks like when pressed into the dough, all the continents there. It looks so cute as is, but let me show you what it looks like iced. Boom, bam. Look how cool that is. It just pops out. It really comes to life with two simple shades. Based on the shade of the green, I was thinking about going with spinach powder to mix into whatever icing you want to use. So my two favorite greens are spirulina and spinach powder. Spirulina gives a darker green. You can get a great like shamrock green with it. You can use a little too, but it still has somewhat of a darker tone to it. If you use spinach powder, it's much more like the shade that you see here on the Earth cookies. And of course, my very favorite blue in the world to use is all natural butterfly pea powder as well. Spinach powder, number one, is much less expensive than spirulina, and butterfly pea powder won't break the bank either. So just with this cookie cutter and those two shades, you could produce something all natural, completely beautiful, and very suitable for Earth Day. And as we see, this cookie cutter is just a hair over 3 by 3 inches. And again, look at those treats. That is perfect for Earth Day. Absolutely perfect. And another way for you just to celebrate, get your name out there, celebrate the reason, and get some sales. We can also see this has 9 ratings. It rated 100%. Okay, 5 out of 5. You don't get any better than that. They only have 9 left in stock. Hopefully they'll have some in stock when you go to buy them. Earth Day is coming up, and this is actually a pretty big holiday. Eco-friendly practices with your customers. This is a great time to get on social media and let customers know you acknowledge Earth Day, you're aware of it, you celebrate it as a business owner, and you are taking steps as a business owner in some way to really highlight this holiday. And I have a lot of information in the description below. Go through the description. There's going to be a lot there. It's going to be categorized, so it's really easy for you to see. And it's going to help you out with each of these holidays right in the post, in the YouTube episode and the podcast episode. I've got special cookie cutters and special packaging for all of this stuff. So take a look at the descriptions. Are you wondering how you're going to package your Earth Day treats? Don't worry, I got you. I found some compostable, resealable sandwich bags on Amazon. And it's a generous sandwich bag size. It's 7 inches by 7 inches. I think that is so cool. Zip at the top. And look at this, 100% home compostable, reusable bags. You can use them for 12 to 24 weeks and then they're gone. What? I thought that was rad. One of the reasons I really like this brand, obviously they're compostable and they're a big size. Look at that lady's hands compared to that bag. You can fit a lot of dog treats in there. It has very minimal advertising on there. you could see that their logo is on there, but that's it. And you could easily replace that with a label if you wanted to, or leave it on there so people know that you've got a compostable bag. You get 50 bags, two boxes. So you get 100 bags total, 100 bags. What a great way to celebrate Earth Day is by offering these and to put your treats in there. Within 2 months, your home compost turns our bags into plant food. Within 2 months, that boggles my mind. I think this is so rad. Wash and reuse for up to 12 months and store in a cool, dry place. You can reuse these. I think that's another selling point. 100% compostable, guilt-free, worm farm friendly. Okay, I've literally never seen that. Non-GMO, BPA-free, safe and non-toxic. These are good for just you to have as a person too. I'm thinking about getting some. I think these are amazing. I think these are just awesome. And your Earth Day cookies are gonna look absolutely killer in these bags. I would hop on these right away. So there is a 60 count, but for $2 more, you can get 100. I would go with this. Or for 10 bucks more, you get double the amount for 200 of these things. Anywho, I think these are the bee's knees, y'all. And out of 495 reviews, they got 4.6 out of 5 stars. That says a real big message right there. All right, Earth Day packaging got you covered. Okay, this next holiday, this is a fun one. This is Alien Day, and it's on April 26th. Now, I don't believe in aliens, but there are a lot of people out there who do, and aliens are just fun. Regardless, if you can get your hands on a cute alien or maybe like a spaceship cookie cutter, don't worry, I got you. Description, it's linked below. Your sales might be out of this world. Add in some planets or moons to make a fun decorated set. You can celebrate Alien Day with some out of this world treats for your pupstimers. When I heard that term, I died. I forgot who shared that with me. Was it Diana Hughes that said pupstimer? I don't remember. It could have been Felicia from Barkmore Bakery. I forgot. But when I heard pupstimers, I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. A cute one. So you can make some alien themed treats for your pupstimers and make them feel that they're from another planet. Anyway, Alien Day is just a fun holiday to celebrate. And I got you covered with the links below for sure. I've done all the research. I have looked at all the reviews. Bakerology does it again. This is so cool. They have the traditional alien eyes, the big eyes, like the long face, the tiny little mouth, like everything you'd want in an alien in this cookie cutter. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And look when they're decorated. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we've got, this is what I would do. I would definitely do spinach powder mixed with your favorite icing for the eyes on top. And then for the mouth, you could do red. That would be cool. But I would do maybe a little bit of spirulina for the bottom. It looks like perhaps it's green. Maybe it's black. Oh, a little oxide powder for that. Or whatever your favorite black is. You can see these are about 3 inches by 3 inches. They always make a generous size cookie cutter. That's something else I've noticed about Bakerology. And they give you the dimensions. They don't play around. It's pretty straightforward. Here's the cookie cutter. Here's what it looks like on the dough. Hey, man, they're decorated. They're already baked. And here's how big it is. Really, they really cut to the chase. Only 10 left. I would hop on this. I think this is great. And it's a great price, too. But wait, there's more. I'm going to show you. All right. Are we going to level up Alien Day? I think we are. This is a set that gives you the alien face, but it also gives you a spaceship. You guys, I'm dying. I think these two are so cute as is. Well, you have some planets and moons, and if you have a star cookie cutter, man, you have a legitimate set, okay? These will be the star of the show, make no mistake. Here's what it looks like in the dough, because it's Bakerology and we already know how they go. Here they are decorated. Guys, this is so cute. Look at this. They have Star Wars in the background. Super cute. Super, super cute. P.S. Star Wars Day is coming. I am not kidding you. May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Anyway, that's coming up, and I think these are so cute. Anyway, you can see that these cookie cutters, we know the alien is 3x3 and then about 3.5 inches wide by 2 inches high for the spaceship. So cute. Get the set, decorate them, and celebrate Alien Day with some really cute dog treats. Now, if you want to take weird to the next level, I'm your gal. I'm going to help you out. If you want to combine Pizza Cake Day with Alien Day, you could make pizza flavored alien abduction treats. Not kidding. This alien's abducting a piece of pizza, and who wouldn't? Aliens love them. Little known fact. Look how cute this is. And you know, who's bringing you this cookie cutter? Obviously, Bakerology is. Look at that cheese melting off. And look how they're decorated. They're green. And they've decorated. The only decoration on here is the slice of pizza. Plus, they colored the dough, which is a fantastic way to change up the look of a treat. I think these are absolutely amazing. These would be good for Alien Day. You could actually get this cookie cutter and use it for both Pizza Cake Day and Alien Day. I'm just saying. These are so cute. Holy crap. I like the weird. 1, 2, 3, 4 inches tall by one, but I didn't want to hit 1/2 inches, 2 3/4 inches wide. So cute. Made by Bakerology. Only 3 left. Which of my 3 lucky viewers or listeners are going to get these? If you get this cookie cutter, would you let me know and tag me? Tag me somehow. I'm dying to see what you have done with it. So cute. This is a keeper, y'all. National Pretzel Day is coming up on April 26th. So heads up, y'all. It's coming fast. I know a lot of you bakers already make pretzels, and this is the perfect time to celebrate with a twist. Literally. Whether it's a classic twist or a unique shape, whether they're dehydrated or whether they're soft, I want to see your tasty treats. Tag Positive Profit on social media with what you're coming up with. Would love to see it. Also, there's an opportunity for you to get some business. I would make some pretzel treats, maybe even pair them with beer, right? And go hit up some dog-friendly breweries. So you've got your beer mug that's decorated and you have your pretzel. Boom. Done. Hit them up and let them know that Pretzel Day is coming up on April 26th. And what goes better with beer? Pretzels, right? Pretzels for the pups. Because if they're dog friendly, number one, they've got beer for the customers, but what do they have for the dogs? We're not sure. Who better than you to get those orders? Don't worry, I've got you covered for Pretzel Day. If you already make your own pretzels, cool, rad, awesome. If you struggle with twisting them or if they come out weird, you know what? Go grab yourself a pretzel cookie cutter. Here's what one looks like. Here's what one looks like when they've actually pressed it into what looks to be cheddar dough. Looks absolutely fantastic. What a fun, cute cookie. That's a cute one. Anyway, this is an option for Pretzel Day. Not made by Bakerology. I couldn't find one by Bakerology or it would be up here. But here's an alternative to what you might be doing right now. And we talked about hitting up some breweries, some dog-friendly breweries, and seeing if you could market your pretzels, however you're doing them, with the beer theme there. And here is an adorable beer mug. So cute. And they've got the foamy foam on top. And this is it's very simple, but my gosh, it looks amazing. And yours will too. This is made by Ann Clark. It's a big one. This is a 4 4.25 inch beer stein. Here's good old Ann herself. She wants to sell you some cookie cutters. And here's some that have already been decorated. If you look at this cookie cutter, you're going to think, if you didn't know that this was a beer stein, you look at this and go, you'd have to turn this thing around and be like, what did I buy? It always helps to have the picture, which they should include for you. But here's another way that someone's decorated it. In case they don't have a picture and you buy something on Amazon and you get it home, you're like, what was this supposed to be again? Because in the pictures, it always looks decorated and pretty. But go back into the listing, click on the reviews, and look and see how other people have done this. and you can get ideas. Okay, level up, y'all. They have used what I like to call human tapioca pearls for the foam on top. That is so cute. Let's see how they... Okay, they've done floats. They've added a straw. Okay, I have not seen this before. I'm dying. I'm so excited. I think if you were to do it this way, then here's another use you could get out of this cookie cutter, you guys. I didn't even know it. This is happening right now. A little sprinkle of cinnamon, a little red dot as like a cherry, mound up the frosting maybe in this corner, and stick a straw in it, and boom, there's like a root beer float. That is so cute. But anyway, if you get the cookie cutter home and you're just like, what was I supposed to be making with this? Take a look at the Amazon pictures and you can get inspiration from what other people have done. Wow, root beer floats for the win. Okay, I like to get many uses out of my cookie cutters if I can. I think it just makes sense. Anyway, Ann Clark cookie cutters are reasonably priced. They are metal, but they're so thick, I have not ever had one bend or get out of shape or anything. I think when it comes to metal cookie cutters, be willing to get something, even if it's just a smidge more, get one that is sturdy. I can't say that enough, because once it bends, you can bend it back, but sometimes it never really goes back. Ann Clark is very durable. It's a brand I like, know, and trust. And look at these reviews. Okay, let's just check them out. What'd they get? Oh, what? Out of 622 reviews, they got 4.8 out of 5 stars, probably for the reasons I'm telling you. So this will go great with whatever pretzel you make for pretzel day. Also, this is going to go great for St. Patrick's Day. And what packaging are you going to use for your pretzels? Obviously, pretzel bags. How cute these are. They're 7 inches by 6 3/4 inches. And you get 250 of them. These are big. You can fit 1, 2, maybe 3 in that bag. You get a lot of them. And they're under $20. Gosh, you can't beat that. And it says what it is right on it with an adorable little pretzel face. So cute. Let's look at the reviews. 98 people gave it 4.6 out of 5 stars. That's my kind of review. This is a great way to package your pretzels. In the corner, you could have a little sticker with your business logo. Perfect. Perfect. This is perfect pretzel packaging and a great way to round out the professionalism of celebrating this day. If you don't make pretzels, I highly encourage you to, and try out these amazing bags.